You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am not James Edwards. I am Sam Bushman. James is out with his family where he ought to be. I'm filling in the meantime, giving him a much-needed break. Winston thought James and I would be together, but no, it's just me. And, of course, your calls at 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-6397. Now, be a little patient with me because normally there's a talk show host and they talk, and then there's a producer and they answer all the calls and talk to people on the calls and make sure people know what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And then they put them up and make sure that the phone line sounds good and they do all these things. I'm all by myself, though. So I'm the talk show host. I'm the producer. I'm running the board. I'm taking the calls. So if you call me during the show while I'm on the air, then what I got to do is stop talking and answer the phone. So what I want you to do is call me during the break if you want to get on the radio. When there's a break, call, and then we'll queue you up and put you on the air and we can talk. Once I start getting calls on the air, it's easy. While somebody's talking, I can take another call and so on. So anyway, the number is 866-986-NEWS, and we're going to talk about a lot of topics tonight. We're going to continue the topic that Winston had with Brett about masks. You know, what do you think about mandated masks everywhere? I got a lot of headlines related to that today. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump quite a bit. Is he going to get reelected? Is he going to melt down? Did he get elected the first time because he made all kinds of promises and then failed? He hasn't done perfect, but is he worthy of the second time around, second election? Does he deserve 8 years, in other words? We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood removing their racist founder. We're going to talk about Trump raising a ton of money. We're going to talk about the firearms industry. We're going to talk about tax hikes in the pandemic. We're going to talk about grim new reports. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, we'll talk about folks telling us to wear masks and then everywhere they're not wearing masks. What's up with that? Is there a double standard? All right, we're going to talk about it all, and we're going to take your calls at 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. Now, have you heard Donald Trump's latest campaign ad? Huh? Have you heard that? Well, let's listen to that. We'll talk about it. It's pretty short, but it's kind of funny and kind of interesting at the same time. Listen to this. How come that's not rolling? All right, hold on here. Sorry, I'm all by myself, so I got to gear it all up. Usually there's time to scramble here. Not when you're on the air and talking, there's not, right? All right, here's Trump's new campaign ad.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Wow. What do you think of that? You know, I've always used the term rape me not for guns. Because if you're a woman and you have a gun, then you have a chance, right, to stop the thug. It's the great equalizer. And if you're anybody, they're rob me nots. They're kill me nots. Those are what guns are. Well, it's kind of interesting because I saw a headline just recently. It says arms industry. Gun buys are up 95%. Ammo is up 139%. That's ammo sales. Now listen carefully. Sales to blacks jumped 58%. Paul Bettered with the article, if you want to go look it up. Paul Bettered. So with that kind of increase in gun sales, people are starting to panic. Okay, the rioters in the streets lied to you. They said, hey, this is about equality. You know, poor old George, you know, guy got beat up by the cops. Cops are out of control. And so they started a riot. But now they're blatantly saying it's not about equality. It's not about blacks. It's about the pure overthrow of the United States of America. That's literally what some of these Black Lives Matter, Antifa, communist, socialist rioters in the streets are starting to say. Okay, you got the leader of Chaz who was, you know, in Seattle. Literally a well-known rapper, warlord, thug. Okay, these guys are literally saying, look, this is about the absolute overthrow, the destruction, the annihilation of the United States of America. That's what this is about. And I'm a guy that's pretty hesitant to want the feds to get involved at all, because I think the feds are oftentimes are way too heavy-handed. However, at the same time, what you have is you literally have the Seattle mayor and the Oakland, California mayor and the Portland, Oregon mayor all literally going along with this stuff. Oakland, California mayor was saying, yeah, let's go ahead and defund the cops. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, they vandalized the house of the mayor. And then the mayor said, oh, we better not vote to defund the cops. Let's not do that. All right. Then the Portland mayor runs out and says, hey, I'm in solidarity with you guys. They literally shouted the mayor down, literally shut the mayor down. And then the government came in and did tear gas and everything else. And you go, what is going on here? They're literally out of control. Okay? So that's what's going on. And while the mainstream press is dealing with these government officials going along with flat-out insurrection, you and I are debating something more simple. To wear a mask or not to wear a mask. It's kind of like to be or not to be now, right? To wear a mask or not to wear a mask, what shall it be? Where do you stand, say ye, great knights of honor? Where are you in this thing? Okay, kind of an idea. They're literally involved in either insurrection, government officials catering to insurrection, or getting chased out and drowned out in the debate, ridiculed and mocked. And then you and I are going, can I walk into Walmart with a mask or without a mask? Or can I put my mask in my pocket? Can I cover my mouth and not my nose? We're having those kinds of discussions, right? Well, there's 100 days till Donald, well, either loses or wins. What will it be? All right? To let the riots grow and destroy this country. Literally insurrection from within. Partnering with government leaders and big business funding. All right? So do we let the rioters win? Or do we use a heavy hand and shut them down? A light hand won't work when they're literally chasing the police out of an area, or when they literally burn government buildings, or when they, I mean, I could go on, right? Destroy cop cars, literally assault police officers with virtually no accountability whatsoever. Okay, we've got a lot of questions happening here in America that are going on. Questions to really deal with, right? You are live on the Political Cesspool. Your name?
Patrick. This is Patrick.
Hang tight, Patrick. We'll get to you in just a second. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Quick break. We'll be back. We're taking your calls at 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. Would love to hear what you have to say as well. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards.
Good sense. Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. We're talking about a lot of topics tonight. Your calls are welcome at 866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS. Would love to hear from you. Kevin, Montana, you're on the radio, sir.
Okay, Sam, lots to talk about. First of all, I think it's time, and you may disagree or not, maybe it's time somebody promotes or gets a hold of the Spike Training DVDs from Bo Greitz. What do you think?
Well, I think the Spike Training DVDs from Bo Greitz are wonderful tools. I think Bo Greitz knows what he's talking about for sure. I think they're one of a great many preparedness tools we can use. And I don't disagree one bit that it's always good to prepare for survival skills should we lose power. Should we lose food supply? Should we lose any of the modern amenities that we have today? That's always good. And I support that. I support survival skills. I support getting food storage and preparedness items. I support learning survival skills. I support learning medical capabilities to take care of oneself and others. Medical skills or first aid kind of a skills. And even beyond that, I support all kinds of preparedness. So I agree with you 1,000%. I think it was time a long time ago to do this, but it's even a more heightened time and reason now. However, I will also say that I believe that the spiritual side of preparedness is probably even more important. You know, God lives, and we are his children, and he loves us. And if we pray to him, it says, biblically speaking, if we lack wisdom, let us ask of God. It's in James. 1:5, I think it is. And, you know, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give it to all men liberally, and abradeth not. It means, hey, he won't get after you or be mean to you or be mad at you. He's your Father in heaven, and he loves you. And if you go to him and say, Father, I need guidance. I need direction. I need to feel your love. I need to know what I should do. You know what? God can provide guidance and direction in our lives. And so I believe that reading the scriptures and learning to follow the Prince of Peace and so I agree 100% with the preparedness ideas. But a lot of people jump to the preparedness idea because it's neat. They think it's kind of like a zombie apocalypse coming, or they think it's the, you know, I understand all those things, and I think things are going to get more rough. There's no doubt about it, Kevin. But at the same time, I want people to realize there is a a much more valuable spiritual component. Because all the plans that you make, let's say that you plan and you build your house and you provide security in your home and you get a ton of food storage and you have everything there and ready to go. If you're driven from your house, you lost it all. If you try to take it on the road, it's too heavy and too hard. If you have another plan for a bug out place, what if you can't get to that bug out place? Or what if somebody else take over your bug out place and you leave your original location and go to your bug out place and you find out that somebody's there inside with all your defense capabilities and they've already taken it away from you? And so I don't mean to be negative, but I guess I'm saying prepare all that you can by all means, but don't just rely on the arm of flesh. Don't rely on your own resources alone. Go to God first, get your spirituality in order, and then by all means add thereunto. Those are my responses.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I also want to talk about two other things real quick. You and I have talked about Ammon Bundy off the air and his whole network. And I don't know how many people, I think a lot of people have dropped out of his network now. This is peoplesrights.org. And I've been there. There are people up here in Billings that you can call if you're in trouble or something. The problem is, how do you know if those people are real or if they're informants? Because you and I have talked about this. I'll bet you he has informants around. How do you know?
All right. So number one, I am a defender of Ammon Bundy. I believe he's a good guy. A lot of people are turning against him because he said, hey, I'm gonna help Black Lives Matter defund the cops. He believes that to be a right course of action. I agree we needed to really decrease a lot of government funding, including police officers. And I made the point on my program earlier today and other days, you know, hey, defund the appointed police officers for sure. And defund at the federal level almost all law enforcement capabilities. And so I'm for, you know what, getting rid of 90% of a lot of police officers' funding and everything else. But I would say the county sheriff backed by citizens' posses or the militia are the way to go. And so I don't want to defund police entirely, but I do agree with his point that we need to downsize government big time. And so Ammon says when the Black Lives Matter people say that, they're right. Well, I agree. I wouldn't work with Black Lives Matter because I believe many of their leaders have literally said that their goal is to destroy America. Even if they are right on a point, I can't agree with them and work with them because they'll use all my funding and all my support to parlay into this other agenda that I so utterly oppose. So I'm for peace, not war, and I'm certainly not for a hostile takeover of the United States. And many of these Black Lives Matter leaders make no mistake about saying those kinds of things. The other problem I have with the Black Lives Matter groups is that they literally say they want to jettison and destroy the traditional family. And I'm against that as well. So they're right on the point, but I wouldn't work with them. I would give them credit for being right on a point, but I wouldn't spend my time building up their organizations and or lending credibility to their organizations. So that's where I differ from Ammon. But I think Ammon Bundy's a great guy, and I think he's got a great network of people that are patriots that are doing good. However, as we've learned with Randy Weaver back in the day, anybody can be infiltrated. And Randy Weaver was intentionally entrapped because he wouldn't go after white supremacists, as the government calls it. Now, I don't even know what a white supremacist is, first of all. I've never even met one. But nevertheless, I digress, except to say that there could be informants in Ammon Bundy's organization or any organization for that matter. And that's why I point to this spiritual preparedness first. First cleanse the inner vessel, Kevin. First get right with God and get his guidance. And I'm telling you, some call it a sixth sense. Some call it a gut check. I would call it guidance and revelation from God. But you can ferret out when someone's playing you or not if you're sensitive to the spirit. You may not be able to ferret it out perfectly, but you can have a pretty good sense and a pretty good know. There is no other way to know, sir.
Yeah, the other point I want to get to, did you hear Nancy Pelosi on Monday, I think, on Fox News saying that Donald Trump is going to leave the White House, whether he knows it or not? And you hear Alex Jones talking about how, you know, apparently he has intel that the Democrats are going to start a war on this election. Based on Nancy Pelosi's statement, Alex might be right. What do you think?
I think it's bad to speculate war. And it's also bad to speculate when they're going to destroy the economy. You know, people have been preaching the end times or preaching somebody yanks the economy rug out from under us or that we, you know, food isn't coming. So I don't put a lot of stock in a lot of the predictions or suggestions or claims that are going to happen Because whenever you preach timing and definite dates and details, 9 times out of 10, people are proven wrong. They may be even right on the point, but because they got the timing off, their credibility gets shot, right? So, you know what? Nancy's whacked, and no doubt she has an agenda. And when they make statements like that, it makes me believe they're going to be involved in election fraud and everything else. I have no doubt about that. But at the same time, I want to be very careful to say, I don't know what's going to happen for the elections. I'm convinced there will be vote fraud. I'm convinced there will be problems. And I'm convinced that things are going to get a lot worse. Other than that, though, I think speculation doesn't do us a whole lot of good. We're better off focusing on what we can do to make a difference and better off on focusing on preparing ourselves and our families, Kevin.
Yeah.
Any final word?
Well, real quick. When do you think the conservative media will start promoting third-party candidates? Or will that never happen?
Never. So it depends on what you mean by conservative media. The mainstream conservative media, like the, you know, Glenn Beck's and the Sean Hannity's and the, you know, in my opinion, pseudo-conservative media, or the so-called, you know, they never will. Because they're really mainstream. They're just playing that left-right Hegelian dialectic paradigm against you and me and everybody else. The real alternative media. We've already been covering third-party candidates. The problem right now is that I don't know that there's any real serious third-party candidates that have enough of a prayer to cover. When it was Pat Buchanan back in the day, we covered it. When it was Ross Perot, we covered it. But again, there's just too many candidates that don't have a prayer to win. It's hard to cover them when that's the case. Thanks, Kevin. I'll let you fly. All right. The political cesspool continues in seconds on your radio. Your calls at 866-986-6397. Call me now.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first named hurricane of the 2020 season is bearing down on the Texas Gulf Coast. It's currently a Category 1 with wind speeds of up to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tyler Maudlin.
The radar showing a lot of spiraling rainfall moving into South Texas, all the way into southern Louisiana as well. As it moves west, all that rain is going to continue to push west with it. And that means we're going to see the potential for some flooding across South Texas, where you could pick up upwards of a foot of rainfall in some areas.
Another hurricane in the Pacific is threatening the Hawaiian Islands, Hurricane Douglas. It's expected to make landfall on the island of Maui early on Sunday. Hurricane Douglas was initially classified as a Category 3 hurricane, but the wind speeds have died down. It may be a tropical storm by the time it reaches the islands. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A legendary TV host has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88 after suffering a heart attack. Philbin began as a TV host back in the early 60s, but he's most known for his work on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, which paired him with Kathy Lee Gifford for years, and later on, Live with Regis and Kelly, where he was paired with Kelly Ripa. Philbin left that show in 2011, and in a 2017 interview with Larry King, he said it was simply time to go.
I was leaving because I was getting older and that wasn't right for me anymore.
Philbin passed early Sunday morning at his longtime home in Manhattan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also, one of the co-founders of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, has passed away. His family said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 with the rest of the band. He was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Patrick, you're on the radio, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Just my point is this mask issue. Now, they've never had this kind of power before. When Congress, they pass bills, that's only to, like, pay bills for building roads. And it's got a bill on Capitol Hill, and they pay that bill. They're not supposed to be doing passing laws like that. That's the only time they do is a constitutional amendment. The prohibition, they done a constitutional amendment, and that applied to the general people. But of course, that backfired, and they had to repeal all that. But that's the way you're supposed to do it. And whenever they start, passing any kind of legislation, I don't care the state legislature or the Congress in D.C., they're not supposed. What they can pass is they can do public law. That's like a public servant. That's in-house. They can, for their own people, that's public law.
Yeah, your point is the United States government at all levels, okay, whether it's the three branches across government, in other words, vertical or horizontal, I mean, as well as vertical from your local, dog catcher right on up to the president of the United States, the only authority they have, according to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, is by the consent of the governed. And we have never given them consent to run off the rails and mandate masks, especially when they claim the science is in, but the science is not in. For example, we just got a headline, 74 New Yorkers who tested for the coronavirus got false positive results. And so then I'm supposed to believe, oh, only 74? All right, the next headline says, Connecticut reports dozens of false coronavirus tests. So now it's happening in New York, it's happening in Connecticut, but of course, don't worry, it's isolated instances, they say. But then I go down to Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. He calls for an investigation. The governor of Florida calls for an investigation because those who were not even tested got positive coronavirus results. So now you got New York, Connecticut, and Florida all with bogus data. All right. So people never being told, or who took a test never being told at all. What do you say to that, Patrick?
That's right. They're using a full court press all over, and it's a deep state. People don't understand. It's been here all along. It's just now coming into the public lexicon. But CIA Chief Casey said, we know we'll be successful when all the media repeats what we tell it to. This has all been going on. They controlled when they want a war. They will create a war, and they know perfectly well what's going on. They know that the dancing Israelis, who did what's going on, all these false flags, and we're being fed and controlled by the control system, and it's all deep state. It ain't just the media. It's completely across the board.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I think Americans used to not really understand or believe that. By the way, callers, hold on a second. I'll let Patrick go, and then I can take your call. People are starting to realize and wake up. For example, there's a headline now that says millions of Americans are not buying the official coronavirus death count. Everybody's convinced that it's less. And I'm just saying, I don't know if it's less or more or not. I know this. You can't trust the numbers. Final word, Patrick, then I'll let you fly.
Yeah, they've run these programs. They're going to do a set up Cuba with the Bay of Pigs, and they're going to down an aircraft liner, and the Joint Chiefs all signed off for it. It's nothing that we just don't know about it, but they know perfectly well that they're running a bigger agenda. Are you?
You got that right. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick is right about this, ladies and gentlemen. It is a serious, serious problem, to say the least. And Americans are starting to get wind of what's going on. All right. You're on the radio. Your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. You're on the radio, sir.
Oh, I'm already on.
You're live on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on, I don't know if it was you that said that there's a spiritual component in this. That
yes, I was the one that said that,
we
sir.
We really need to. Well, that's exactly correct. Unless people don't understand the Ephesians 6 aspect of this, and that.
Now go ahead and explain further, because I think you're onto something here, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Ephesians 6, about putting on the whole armor of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You know, the shield of faith and the sword
and the breastplate of righteousness.
Salvation.
Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. That's what we've been missing for so long. That's why we don't get anywhere. We take God out of schools. We've taken God out of all our society. We bless abortions. We bless homosexual unions. Even these false churches do it. And then we wonder why we're in the mess we're in, and we try to attack it strictly from a secular perspective and strictly with our own will and our own strength and our own arm of flesh, like the Bible says. And then we go, huh, it's not working. You know?
Yeah, and our founders highlighted this reality. They said, you know, this nation, this idea of very limited government, and basically based on self-governing principles, based on Christian law, in obedience to that greater law than government, the Ten Commandments, what? The two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and thy neighbor as thyself. You know, the founding fathers said, look, this government is wholly inadequate for anybody that's not a religious people. It will not work if you're not a moral religious people. It's simple.
No, it'd just be anarchy. Just be anarchy. Republicanism is absolute garbage if it's not a moral people. Like, you know, that's why we've always had monarchies traditionally, because the Christian monarch, you know, was not only was he, not that they were all good and not that they were all bad, but the reason why we had them is because a serious Christian monarch, like in the old days, believed that his duty came from being anointed of God. So he felt like he was, if he was a good one now. He felt like he was responsible before God to, you know, look after his nation, almost as a family, right? So when you have that kind of concept in your mind, you know, that you're responsible before God for whatever you do, and that you will be damned and held accountable if you don't do those things, then that makes a gigantic difference in the way you do anything.
Yeah, you know? Mike, the term that highlights the point you're making is governing values based on a God worldview.
Yeah, yes. Well, see, that's what happened. The Enlightenment changed. I'm an Orthodox Christian, so I probably have a few, you know, I'm sure I might look at things a little different than you. I don't know what exactly.
I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, sir, but we don't need to dive into the keys to theology. I'm just agreeing we all, as the founding fathers understood, they were of different religions and different political persuasions and religious views, and they had different keys to theology, but they agreed in one fundamental point that, look, there is a greater sovereign than government. Call it what you choose, but we understand that obedience to eternal law is the key to self-government and the key to a safe, stable, moral, free society.
Well, exactly. Well, that's when I heard you say that. That's why I felt like I had a call. I was like, I just wanted to give you kudos for like pointing out the component that's been missing with a lot of people for a long time. And, you know, unless we're repentant. And I don't mean repentant in the SJW way, being repentant for being white or something ridiculous.
No, of course not. God made us white. We're all God's children. Let's act like it.
Yeah, that's a secular inversion of the concept of repentance. It's a satanic twisting around of you know, no, repentant before God, you know, for falling short, for doing our duty. That's who we got to be repentant before. And like, you know, like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if we are repentant before God and we seek his face, those of us who are called by his name, which would be Christians, he will heal our land. But
and don't forget the rest. Not only will he heal our land, he will, but he'll also protect us.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I was going by memory. I didn't have it in front of me. But, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not telling you everything, but I know the scripture's pretty good, sir. And I'm telling you right now that he will heal our land and he will protect us. And, you know, we're seeking for that now, protection from the coronavirus, protection more so from those who want us to believe the coronavirus. How deadly is the coronavirus? And they say researchers are getting closer to an answer
on that thing.
They say it kills about 5 to 10 people for every 1,000. But you know what? I say they're lying about that, too.
Well, here's the thing. Whether they're lying or not, which they are lying. If you are, here's my perspective. If you're scared of a virus more than you're scared of the living God, then you got issues anyway.
Amen, sir. Thanks so much for the call, Mike.
You're welcome.
There he goes. He's spot on. If you're more afraid of man than God, look out, people. All right. Thanks, Mike. Great call. 866-986-6397. Call me.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. Google promises, listen to this, Google promises that coronavirus tracing is private. But of course, they still collect location data. Yeah, that's private. All right, there you go. Google, trust them? Not. Anthony Fauci, as you know, he threw the baseball pitch. Not a very good pitch for the Washington Nationals. It was the season opener. He looked like an idiot. Donald Trump made fun of him. Donald Trump's now practicing so he can show up, Anthony, when he pitches next. And I kind of find the whole thing interesting. Donald had played baseball as a young man, I think. Pretty interesting, you know, baseball, apple pie, hot dogs, and President Trump, the All-American president. What's interesting, though, is that Fauci wore a mask when he threw the pitch. But as far as I understand, there's photos out on the internet now of Fauci running around that venue without a mask on. So what gives with that, right? Wow. Now, McDonald's to require masks at all U.S. locations now. They're forcing us, folks, to wear masks everywhere all the time. All right, New York's Andrew Cuomo spotted without a mask in Georgia. So see, all these elites aren't wearing masks. They want us to believe that masks are vital. And if you don't wear a mask, you're going to kill everybody. But yet, then they don't wear masks, okay? So you know who they are. You know what they do, right? That's just how they are. That's how they roll. All right, turns out that Donald Trump now saying if government schools are going to be closed or remain closed, let's give parents the money for school choice. Do you agree with President Trump on that one? I do. Let's have more school choice. I mean, Donald Trump was strong on the coronavirus at first. He's like, hey, I ain't wearing a mask. You know what? It's not a big deal. But now Donald Trump is kind of cornered, and he's looking for brownie points for election, it looks like to me, less than 100 days. The president now saying, oh, wearing a mask is important, really important, and now he's been seen wearing a mask places. Right? President Trump saying, well, maybe we shouldn't go back to school. Maybe we shouldn't open that quickly. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should back up. You know what? This is going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. Why not fire Fauci? All right. Anthony Fauci is one of the most negative people I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, they had less death. And Anthony's like, it's a false narrative to be happy about less death. What? Are you insane? And then Anthony Fauci just said this within the last week. He does not believe that the coronavirus will ever be eradicated. He does not believe the coronavirus will ever be eradicated. What do you think of that? Now, there's a few people that are, in my opinion, doing a good job. All right? You got Michigan, Hillsdale College. Remember the Christian college? Well, now they're in trouble. They say at their graduation, they, quote, broke the law. Despite masks and a social distancing policy, the college said that its excessive activity was much safer than the governor's Black Lives Matter march. So here's the deal. The governor can go on a Black Lives Matter march, literally avoid social distancing entirely, and then now Michigan says Hillsdale College, the Christian college, the private college, is breaking the law. Now, they wore masks, they social distanced, they did everything right, but they say they had too many people at their gathering, so they broke the law. But Hillsdale graduation folks are firing back and going, hey, it's better than what you're doing, governor. And they're exactly right. The governor's a whack. But the double standard is being highlighted, folks, right? Jeff Bezos' fortune grows $13 billion in a single day because of the lockdowns. So you kind of wonder, you know what, is Jeff in with government swamp monsters that want to keep everything shut down so Jeff and the swamp makes money and controls everyone and you and I literally go out of business? Right? They're literally in a situation now, folks, where most Americans are wondering if they're even going to have a job. 50% of Americans who say their jobs that are lost are never coming back. I pray they're wrong. But not only is the Hillsdale Christian College standing up and doing a great job, I got a few more for you. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are doing a great job. They say we will not require shoppers to wear masks. Yeah, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar. We will not require shoppers to wear masks. Good for them. Now, Representative Andy Biggs out of Arizona is calling for the coronavirus task force to flat out be disbanded. And furthermore, he says it's time to quarantine Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. quarantine them. They're out of control. I have to agree with Andy Biggs. I have to agree with Hillsdale College. I have to agree with these people. Now, believe it or not, an Indiana sheriff's office said we will not enforce the governor's mask order. We will only enforce the laws guided by the U.S. Constitution. Another headline says four sheriffs for four counties in Indiana say they will not act as mask police. Folks, there are people standing up. I know they're far and few between, but there are people that are standing up, and I'm proud of them. Many governments around the country right now are saying, hey, tax hikes in the pandemic. Some states and some cities are saying, yes, we will create tax hikes. Just showing what an enemy of the people they really are. They should have every chance to reduce the size and scope of government in the pandemic. But no. And Justice John Roberts strikes again. He attacks religious liberty. Oh yeah, church was saying, hey, we have the right to worship. And Justice John Roberts and others just shutting down these churches, saying you don't have the right to meet. So it's clear. They hate God. I've been telling you guys for years, they're coming for the Christians. And that's what's happening at Hillsdale College. That's what's happening with these churches. And write it down, expect it to get worse. Believe it or not, Donald Trump raised $20 million in a single fundraising effort from 300,000 donors. That's a lot of money, folks. They say it was in the first ever mass digital fundraising, but it's not the first ever. Ron Paul did it either in 2008 or 2012, can't remember. But he literally raised $6 million in a single day. Now, Trump's ahead of that, but mind you, it's a good 10, 15 years later when digital is all the rage now, especially when we're all locked down with the corona. So interesting how that is. Will Trump win in November? It's kind of the question. James Edwards and others aren't sure. I've got Richard Mack, my good friend, sheriff, says Donald Trump's going to lose big time. And the Democrats are going to take control of the Senate, too. My co-host, Kurt Cosby, says Trump's going to win in a landslide. I don't know, folks. I sit in the middle as well. I really do. Now, Planned Parenthood is trying to jettison its racism. They want to remove the racist eugenicist Margaret Sanger's name from the flagship abortion clinic. They want to jettison their very founder, folks, because they're caught in the race trap. But it's interesting how certain groups are allowed to not be racist. Okay, so universities, they say we're all racist. They're all able to get over it. The Democratic Party, racist as all get out, it's able to get over it. The Planned Parenthood murder factory, they're able to get over it. But, of course, David Duke, oh, no. He'll have that millstone on his neck forever, regardless of how he feels, regardless of what he says. But it's all taken out of context, folks. I don't know a single supremacist. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I've never even met somebody who just says, because of the pigment in my skin, you know what? I'm supreme. Everybody else is nobody. I don't know anybody that says that. What I hear people say is I have the right to celebrate my own heritage. I'm white and I'm proud of it. And I don't have anything to apologize for being white. I happen to be one of those. I'm not afraid of being white. I'm grateful God made me white. And you know what? I think every race, every color, every creed ought to say the same thing. They ought to be proud of their heritage. But to promote my heritage does not down or detract from anyone else's. And I will not back away. All right, there's a grim new report across the country showing that rent is unaffordable in every state. Yeah. HuffPost with the details, and they tell you how horrible it is. Well, that's because we all have fake money, folks. All you got to do is abolish the Federal Reserve, go back to constitutional currency, and we could right that problem in a heartbeat. Last headline of the night for you to consider. I told you they're forcing masks everywhere, right? Well, now Richard Mack, good sheriff, who's a school teacher in Arizona, Sheriff Richard Mack forced to choose to either wear a mask and keep his job or take a walk, sir. What will it be? What should he choose? When will it come to your job, to your house, to your church, to your store, or is it already there? And what will you do? Insightful questions, hard-hitting talk, incredible news headlines, news the networks refuse to use, always on my radio program 6 days a week, libertyroundtable.com. spread the word and tell the tale 2 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, we rest. How's that? Anyway, there you have it. A wrap for James Edwards. For God, family, and country, we declare God save the Republic of the United States of America.
To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.